The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to WVUD's Campus Voices, weekly conversations with interesting members of the university community, visitors to campus, and others engaged in thought-provoking research and community service. Stay tuned for Campus Voices on WVUD.
Well, good morning, everybody. Today, at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, the world's biggest sports festival begins with Saudi Arabia against Russia. That's right. World Cup 2018 begins from Russia. And we're joined today in the studio by Dean Tunde Oguneike for the College of Engineering, resplendent in the green and white of the Nigeria Super Eagles. Scott Grazenda from the Office of University Admissions. And you're wearing the red and white. Is that of Poland or of Switzerland?
Of Poland.
Okay. And resplendent in his vintage black and white jersey of Germany, we've got Alex Keene of University Student Centers.
How's it going?
It's going great, except our country isn't in it.
Tough breaks, man.
That's all you can say. That's all the sympathy you Super Eagles have for us, huh?
Tough breaks.
Yeah. I mean, soccer is...
Hopefully it's a lesson we will learn.
Yeah. You're more hopeful than I am, Coach Grazenda.
Very much.
I just don't think that we're ever going to get soccer right in the United States.
I think we already do, though. The women's team is such an amazing strength in this country. They obviously have gotten it right. It's the men that keep on screwing it up.
Well, I wouldn't blame the men. I think there are too many big sports in the U.S., and there's only so much room for big trees on a plot of land. So between the NFL and the NBA and baseball, the best athletes go off and play those games until this generation, the generation that's coming out of high schools, they start making real money and they start investing in soccer. Another 20, 25 years, I think the U.S. will start to do very well.
I feel the same way. I think the U.S. with this young crop that we have right now has a really good chance of becoming a good team. And following up on Sundays, so many big sports as well as individual sports that we have. Everything seems to start here. The skateboarding, you look at what we do in the Olympics, we win a bunch of so-called weird sports. You know, we're winning the snowboarding, we're winning the skateboarding. A lot of these individual sports are also taking really good athletes, you know, away from team sports.
Yeah, that is certainly true. A lot of the individual stuff is, and I think though we are going to see as more parents are concerned about the concussions in ice hockey and football, American football, or as one of my former students used to call it, hand and egg ball. that we might see more of the prime athletes going to soccer, as we call it in America. But I think also, I mean, our leagues are still in the American mindset. We're not in the European in the same mindset as the rest of the world. It's like, you know, you have a franchise in an American sports league, you've got an entitlement to stay there, whereas it's always scrapping, isn't it?
Yeah. But with people like Pulisic playing and playing very well, I think they will start to make a difference. And people will start to emulate them. They will want to be like Pulisic.
Yeah, we have a number of young players, in the farm systems, Man United, Man City. So we have some players in very big club teams. Hopefully they'll develop in that environment.
I also wonder if you need a world-class player, too, to kind of draw younger kids
Definitely.
To play. They see, you know, Messi, and they go, I want to be that guy. And I think if the U.S. gets that at some point, they get, you know, the LeBron James of soccer, that might change more rapidly than we're seeing it.
Well, the other big news about the U.S. is that the United States, Mexico, and Canada beat out Morocco to host the 2026 World Cup.
Woohoo!
So
the NAFTA World Cup. NAFTA World Cup.
I think.
I mean,
so even if we don't make 2022, we'll make 2026.
Yes, we'll be there.
The host nation. Well, let's get right to this. I mean, because the tournament starts today with a Group A matchup. Who do we think is going to come out of the different groups? In Group A, who do we have? We've got the...
I could start that one. I mean, my picks for that are Uruguay. This one might be a little controversial, but I think Russia actually could come in second, and it's just because of the home field advantage.
So you don't give Saudi Arabia or Egypt any hope, Scott?
I can see Egypt sliding into the second spot very easily.
I'm going Uruguay and Egypt.
Yeah, I'm on the same page.
Yeah, I just think the home field, hopefully.
There are few truly bad teams in the World Cup. Russia and Saudi Arabia
are the two.
Are two of them. So home court advantage gets you only so far. You got to have some talent. You have to have skills. You have to have even coaching. At every level, I haven't seen anything to convince me that they can do any. They'll win this first game just out of adrenaline.
Well, it's Saudi Arabia.
Right.
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia.
But hey, even then, hey, maybe the Saudi shocks them.
Now I'm concerned in Group A about Egypt and Mo Salah.
Yeah.
You know, he is such an amazing player. What did he do? He went through one stretch in the Premier League where he scored 6 goals in 5 matches or something like that for the Reds.
Guy's phenomenal.
Yeah, I think the problem with him playing on Egypt is he doesn't have Firmino and Mane, flanking him.
Yeah.
You know, they can kind of work on him individually.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like the panel is convinced that Uruguay will win the group.
Yeah.
And then will it be Egypt or Russia coming out? Who knows? In Group B, we've got Portugal, Spain, Morocco, and Iran. And before you guys chime in on that, I'll just ask, what the heck was Spain thinking firing their coach yesterday?
Oh, man. There's something called shooting yourself in the foot. There's something called committing suicide. I mean, this is insane. And what was going on with Real Madrid? Can't you just keep your mouth shut? There's nothing wrong with a coach, a national team coach, going to coach a club side afterward. So I don't get this. And people thinking that this is not going to affect Spain, I hope not, but this will affect them.
It seems like a really kind of Italian thing to do.
Italy's in the cup this year.
That's why they're not here.
So Spain's like, let's fill that void and pull like an Italian move, a little bit of drama ahead of time. Yeah, I don't know why the decision. Okay. I still have them in my top two. I don't have them as my number one in that group, but definitely I see Spain squeaking it through just on town alone.
Yeah, I have Spain and Portugal. Both going through the other
Spain
two.
Number one, Portugal number two.
I also think that Spain will be number one in spite of that, in spite of all this. But, you know, Morocco and Iran have got a few surprises. They're not your father's Saudi Arabia. You know, they're they've got some surprises there. I mean, they could sneak through if Spain goes into disarray.
I think it's really interesting, though, that, you know, Portugal kind of won that Euro Cup game without Ronaldo on the field.
Yep.
And so it tells me that they're more than just one talisman player. So, you know, we know that he's getting a little bit older. He's still a superstar, but it makes me feel a bit more comfortable with all the drama with Spain. I have Portugal my number one there, and Spain is my number two.
That's a very good point, Alex, because one of the things that people have been saying about Portugal is Ronaldo and a cast of extras.
Yeah.
No,
I think it's Portugal, and then Ronaldo makes him a little bit better. At this point, I don't think he's the main focus anymore. I agree. Still can't leave him alone.
I think sometimes Ronaldo being on the team can be negative because everybody else is looking for him, and he's something of a prima donna that likes to likes drama and messes things up. So, but they will do well.
Yeah.
They have other people around them, some young players.
Group C, we've got France, Australia, Peru, and Denmark. I hope Australia enjoys their flight home.
I'm thinking maybe one goal the whole World Cup for Australia.
On a set piece.
They got to get Cahill
a
goal.
Corner.
Yeah.
Think it'll be a corner? I think it'll be an own goal.
going way back.
That's harsh, man. No, this is France and Denmark all the way.
I mean, yeah,
these
I totally
agree
with that.
Easiest things to Peru, if the ball bounces their way, they might win a game. But this is too...
They always have Australia.
There's too much firepower. But then again, France can pull some drama like they did.
Well,
2010.
France.
Yeah. I'm going against the tide on that. I'm saying it's France and Peru. I just kind of like a South American side that can get through all those other teams. They can get past Chile. You know, I feel like they're going to squeak their way through. They'll pull out a tie maybe here or there, and that will get them through. But they're not going to go much further than that.
When I look at Denmark with like Eriksson in the middle just pulling strings, the guy's going to get three or four assists and then probably knock in an unbelievable goal. You know, so I think that's going to help him get through.
He's still one of the best in the world.
Yes, he is.
At his game. So.
Yeah, I the only thing I've made up my mind on in Group C are that Australia is going home and France is going to win.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's good bet.
I'm rooting. I mean, the problem is I'd be really rooting for Peru and Denmark to come out 1-2 and, you know, let France go home. But
right.
I don't think that's going to happen.
If the good France shows up, I think Didier Deschamps is if the good France shows up, they could do really well. But if the self-destructive France shows up, it could be one and done.
Why, Tandy, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, of course you don't.
Oh, my God. That was quite a meltdown they had at that cup, wasn't it?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, if you just look at France and U.S. in their little warm-up game, you know, that wasn't a team that looked overly special. You know what I mean? We had a bunch of young guys running around with chickens without a head.
And we scored a goal.
And we did score.
And we hung on for a draw.
So, yeah, so that's, you know, they might not have all the firepower, but if they are on, they are awesome.
If you hadn't gathered, it's World Cup Day here at Campus Voices on WVUD, and I'm Mando Richard, and I'm joined by Alex Keane and Scott Grazenda and Tunde Oganike, and we're going through right now the groups, and here comes one of the tougher ones, and it's got Tunde's vaunted super eagles in it, Argentina, Iceland, Croatia, and Nigeria.
And we think this is a group of death. I think we were talking about this in the hallway. You know, Iceland, I don't think, is considered a top-tier team, but at the same time, they've just got this natural kind of it factor that's going to make it interesting, I think.
Yep. The Greece of this World Cup.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking that Iceland is a little bit like Switzerland, sort of. Mm-hmm. How the heck did they get here?
You know? They're organized, and they don't mess around, and you give them an opening, they'll take it.
Yeah, they're not playing flashy. They're doing the simple things, and they're doing them right. And, you know, and they're pulling out a 1-0 win and a 2-1 win.
And they've got players playing in the top tiers, too. It's not like they're just kind of playing in some Iceland Super League. Mm-hmm. You know, those guys went out there, they're playing those mid-table teams in the Premier League and stuff like that. And so I think, you know, they're getting that raw experience, but they have a team mentality, which I think is helping them. But I don't think any of us think Iceland's going to make it through, right?
No,
I don't think so. Right.
So, are we all going to let Nigeria through? Are we going to let Tunde have a celebration?
My heart says Nigeria goes through, but it's going to be tough. I don't know why we keep drawing Argentina.
I actually picked Croatia to slide ahead.
any one of
I
those,
have to. I
mean,
just
five
I love some of those.
Of
all
the last eight World Cups.
Got an Argentina.
It's Nigeria and Argentina. And
not a team you want to be in with.
And
all the time.
Okay, so here's the deal. Messi has a lot of pressure on him. I don't know that the people around Messi have gotten that much better. I mean, they you know, Higuain and
Jesus.
All of those guys and things like that. So if the ball bounces right, and the referees don't make bad calls, because they seem to make bad calls against Nigeria all the time. So if they don't, then watch out.
Love this country.
Watch out. Well, I do. I do. And
let us just note for the record that Tunde, like me, is a former soccer referee, and
that's
That's right.
So my heart says Argentina number one, Nigeria number two. My head says Argentina number one, Croatia number two.
I have to say, we did this 4 years ago, and Nigeria was never even on my radar. And, you know, his kind of espousal of how great Nigeria was and his support made me pay a lot more attention over the last 4 years. I definitely have them going through with Argentina first. But it's just really exciting to see how strong I think Nigeria is. And I just don't see it in Croatia. But we'll see. That's why we watch it.
That's exactly.
4 years ago when we did this show, we didn't talk about Brazil until 9:58. Well, they're the headliners in Group E with Switzerland, Costa Rica, and Serbia. I assume we all think Brazil's going to make it through. Who's going to take second?
I'm pretty sure they can play their second 11 and get through.
We're third 11 in this group.
I actually wonder if, just for laughs, the World Cup would allow Brazil to bring two teams, bring a second team. This current first team, Brazilians, they are going to show something to the world this time around. Because it used to be everybody's depending on Neymar and you're depending on some defensive guy. They have a lot of people now. They have a lot of talent around them. And so they're going to make a point.
Yeah, I obviously have them coming out of this group, and, you know, no spoiler alert, I actually have them winning the whole thing. I think there's a pretty big chip on their shoulder after last year or after 4 years ago. You know, and like Tunde said, they're just loaded. I mean, they have people playing all over the world. And the other thing you never realize is who they're bringing from their own country.
Yeah.
We never get to see them, and then two or three kids pop up. You're like, holy moly. You know, and we'll see them the next 4 years playing somewhere in Europe.
I mean, this guy, is it Ronaldinho? No. The guy who plays for...
Neymar?
No.
Coutinho?
Coutinho?
No,
Neymar,
well, Coutinho is on the team, but plays for the guys that won the British Premier League this year.
Jesus?
No, the defensive midfielder.
No, not Jesus.
The defensive midfielder.
Anyway,
this is live radio. He can't even make the team.
You know, he can't even get on the team. Yep. Defensive midfielder for
Fernandinho.
Fernandinho can't make it to the team. Yeah. All right.
I think one of the things I like about how these groups work out is sometimes we'll wind up with point ties.
Yeah.
Right. And so I was looking at this group and I was like, this might be one of the situations where they're counting goals. And so
second,
I have
for second place.
Yeah. I have Brazil going easily through. And I have Costa Rica kind of sneaking in there, just basically.
So do I. All right. Basically, I was wondering if anybody else was going to pick them.
Yeah, I just kind of like, you know, they're CONCACAF, I think, right? And I think, you know, one of the reasons why the U.S. didn't make it is because CONCACAF has gotten better.
Yes.
I think they've gotten smarter. I think they've got an infusion of talent that's left CONCACAF or just gotten just more organization. So I'm really excited to see a team like Costa Rica kind of squeak through past Switzerland, who's got a great FIFA ranking. But I don't know why.
Don't sleep on Serbia.
Yeah.
Kolarov, the right back.
Right.
He used to play for Chelsea. They have some pretty good players.
So you're saying a right back is going to win this group for the whole...
Well...
He's magic.
There once was a time when Paolo Maldini for Italy was their biggest scorer. So don't worry about those backs.
Costa Rica is who I'm rooting for.
Yeah,
I don't know who's going to make it through. And again, Costa Rica's team is developed because, in part, so many of their players are playing in...
Playing in MLS?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. They're playing in the States.
Mm-hmm.
Group F. This is a pretty much a lock, isn't it, for Germany and Mexico, with Sweden and South Korea going home?
Yeah, Sweden may surprise Mexico.
Honestly,
I don't worry about Mexico playing Germany. It's when Mexico plays against people on par with it or below it that somehow they seem to trip all over themselves.
They drop right to that level.
I've never figured that out. What's their coach doing?
Which coach do they have?
Yeah.
Is the question year by year.
I actually have Germany drawing with Mexico in that first game because I'm a strong supporter of Germany, I just feel like, you know, there's some great leadership that left after the last World Cup, and I don't know if these guys are going to gel the same way, and if Timo Werner doesn't score any goals, you know, they might have a little bit more difficult time.
Did you see the Confederations Cup?
I didn't watch it.
Okay. They brought their second 11.
Yeah.
And those guys made mincemeat out of top-level players.
Yeah.
Don't mess with Germany. I mean, these guys are machines, and they can bring waves upon waves. Leroy Sané did make the team.
I was
going
to say, any country that can leave Sané out
are you kidding
of their
me?
Team. Who would
he's a bad egg. That's what
start
they said.
For most people.
Are you kidding me? No, they don't mess with people. Germany doesn't make mistakes. They are clinical.
Again, I'm wearing the jersey.
Yeah.
I was in Buffalo Wild Wings enjoying it because there's no German restaurants here.
Yeah.
But needless to say, it's not the same team to me as last time.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because I watched enough that I just see there's gaps.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, if Ozil gets in his head... You know, if Cruz goes down or one of those things happen.
I think that's the only thing that could slow him down is if Cruz goes down.
Yeah.
Ozil, you can push him aside.
Like it's somebody else in the bench.
But anybody else you want in there, but Cruz is, I think, is the one person
he's the engine
that they need to kind of keep healthy. And,
but are we pulling for Mexico because, you know, they're America's other team?
I'm doing a whole copycat thing, too,
No.
No.
I'm not pulling for Mexico.
No.
But I'm not pulling for Sweden either. Some pundits have dubbed them the most boring team in the entire tournament.
Sweden?
Yes.
Yes, I agree.
And South Korea, why?
Well, I think it's tough because I don't know how much we see South Korea play. Right. Like, you know, maybe it's time zones, maybe it's where the players are. I have really difficult time judging South Korea and Japan specifically because I just don't see enough of those players. They could come out of nowhere and shock us.
There are many
really
years
well
where
organized.
They come out and play.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think depending upon their coach, if they're organized,
right.
They're hard working.
They work.
And South Korea has that kind of work rate, and they have
great
some players
ethic.
Scattered around in leagues around
great.
The world
yeah.
who are doing really
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
Well, we need to make sure that we get through everything so that people can make it to Delaware Park and place their bets, or to the Borgato in New Jersey and Atlantic City and place their bets on Group G. Belgium, Panama, Tunisia, and England.
Belgium, England.
Belgium, England.
Belgium and England, yep.
Yeah, Belgium's the one I'm rooting for to win the whole cup.
Me too, Richard.
Whoa!
Me too.
I just have to say I'm so tired of rooting for Belgium and expecting them to win and having unbelievably great players and doing absolutely nothing.
But I think they might do something this year.
Yeah. And I actually like England a lot, which is kind of...
surprising.
Yeah, I just think the ego doesn't seem to be there. They're not individual players. You got Harry Kane, who just seems to be really level-headed.
Yep.
They left Wilshere at home, which was brilliant. They've got some speed on the bench. So
they
I have
them everywhere, actually.
I got them second,
team.
Yeah.
And their coach. Their coach.
I think Southgate's going to be very good for them.
He's good.
Yeah, I have England. I actually have England 1 and Belgium 2.
Okay.
Coming out of that.
Nobody has said a word about Panama and Tunisia, and that's probably just as well. Group H, or Group 8, if you will, the last of the groups.
That is a tough one.
Poland, Senegal, Colombia, and Japan. This looks sort of deadly to me.
Another tough one, I think.
It's tough. It's tough to pick this one.
I am rooting for Poland. I think Lewandowski, you know, is a superstar, and then there are a lot of other very good players, solid players around them. That I think will help them.
I don't think Japan's going to do anything. They're another team that fired their coach recently.
Yeah,
I have them coming in 4.
I have Colombia and Senegal.
Yeah.
I like Mane.
Yeah.
Colombia,
Senegal.
So that'll be really interesting, yeah.
Tunde?
Colombia, Senegal. Yep.
Okay. Well, guys, we have now managed to make it through all the groups, and we get on to the tough stuff. Who's going to surprise us? Who's going to go further than we expect in the knockout round, once we get this down to 16 teams?
You know, I like England, but I think they're going to run into Germany the way I kind of have it stacked up.
Yep.
I think that will, if that kind of game happens, I think if whoever England plays, one of those big teams, it's going to be a great game, but they're not going to squeak through.
I have them running into Brazil. So,
Either way, Belgium is the one that I was hoping would be able to get through, but the way I have it right now, they play Brazil in the quarterfinals.
They beat them. They beat them. I have the same thing, but they win. Belgium gets it.
I'll put money down on the table right now.
I'm willing to bet against
Belgium. I'll put money
Belgium
on
anytime.
The table right
Sports
now.
Sports betting is now legal in Delaware. You guys can take this argument to Delaware Park.
I have Lukaku with a hat trick, Hazard with a hat trick, De Bruyne with a hat trick.
In the same game?
Yeah, it's 9-0. Brazil just falls apart. You have that crying kid in the crowd again.
If they run into Brazil, it's all over.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
I think when we were speaking outside, Tunde had kind of said it, there's an elite group.
Yeah.
And then when you get into that, you know, final 16, final 8, it's the elite teams.
Yeah.
It's all those teams we pick number 1 that I think go through.
Yeah. Does anybody think it's Messi's time? I mean, is Messi going to get a cup?
I really hope so.
For his sake. I hope so, because he'll forever be compared to the other diminutive number 10,
right.
Diego Maradona,
who
I actually happen to think, as good a player as he was, he had far too many baggage-type things with him. Messi, on the other hand, is the kind of person I could say, if you want to be a soccer player, be like him. I can't say that about Maradona.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so just for his sake, I hope he gets, this is his last chance.
He's done everything but.
This is his last
year. But the World Cup, yep.
He needs help. he needs all the other people around him to help. So for his sake, I hope he goes.
He needs Suarez to have a good tournament.
But nobody here has Argentina winning.
Right? No, right. No. Right. No.
I don't even have him getting to the Final Four.
No.
Spain beating him.
Do you?
They may beat Spain
yeah.
with the
That's
drama going
one, yeah.
on in Spain. I have Argentina, Spain, and I initially had Spain winning, but I have an asterisk on it, which says that, I don't know, it's something. So if Argentina goes against Germany in the semifinal, I'm going to root for Argentina.
That sounds like the logical answer, but Germany's obviously going to win.
Yeah, they
spoken without our... An iota.
Who do we all have in the finals?
Because
I have Brazil, Germany.
I have a
remake, you know, of the last one.
And Brazil, Brazil gets his revenge.
Brazil, Germany here.
Belgium, Germany, with Belgium winning.
Wow, taking Belgium all the way.
Oh, man.
I just feel
against
like...
You're Germany?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm okay with it. We won last time. We got a fourth star. Belgium, no stars. Time to earn one.
But if Germany wins it this year, mm-hmm. they get to keep the cup. Probably don't remember that.
Yeah.
They get to keep it for good. Only Brazil has done that in recent history.
I just feel like they've got all those, Germany has those players that left. They don't even know if Neuer's going to be in goal. I just feel like it's a different team.
Yeah.
So, I like Hazard. I like Lukaku. Yeah. I like De Bruyne. Had a tremendous year. I think it's their time, and then never again. They'll fall apart. They'll all get too famous or something.
Well, I would say that I'm rooting for Belgium to win. They're the ones that of the teams that stand a reasonable chance, I'm rooting for. I'm not rooting for Spain. I'm not rooting for Portugal. I'd like to see Argentina do well, but I really think it's going to be Brazil, Germany again.
They might think Uruguay has a chance. Like a team like that that's got some talent up front, got a long history of doing well.
The cheap shot is, it depends how... Yeah. Hungry, Luis Suarez is.
Yeah, everybody's favorite
snack.
I have him falling into France at some point.
Yeah, they fall to France. They fall to France.
But I could see them winning that game.
They could win against France.
I could see them winning that game.
So
they can score some goals.
But then if they win, they face Brazil. So if they win that game, they face Brazil.
South America may completely burn down after
that. That might not be a good game to have.
Anybody on a collision path with Brazil, I'm sorry. So for Belgium to go through, they will have to come in second in Group G and avoid Brazil. But then
I feel like you have to beat the big teams. If you're going to win a cup, you have to beat a big team.
At some point.
But you don't want to play two or three of them.
At some point. At some point.
Well, folks, thank you so much, Tony Oganike and Scott Grazenda and Alex Keane for coming in for Campus Voices. And we hope this little exercise in World Cup fever helps you as you get ready to start watching. And again, the matches begin today at 11 o'clock with that scintillating matchup between Russia and Saudi Arabia.
Is that going to be a barn burner?
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Same time 4 years from now.
4 years from
we'll
now.
We'll do it live in Qatar, right?
We're going to need an hour next time.
Thanks for listening to Campus Voices. The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and do not necessarily reflect the official views of WVUD or the University of Delaware. For more information about Campus Voices and to find archived episodes, visit our website, www.udel.edu/campusvoices. We invite you to tune in every Thursday morning at 8:30 for Campus Voices on 91.3 FM. WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, or online at WVUD.org.